Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to be with you as always. Barry Moltz is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Barry's our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member. He's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur. He's started and run his own businesses. He's had successes and failures, which he's very gracious to share with us has been over the years. He is now helping companies like yours and mine do a better job, put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of the book Bounce, and I think he's got a new book out. Barry Moltz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You got a new book?
I got a new book. This one's called BAM, Delivering Customer Service in a Self-Service World. And people keep saying, what's your fourth book going to be? Bada bing?
Yeah, I was going to say that we're starting to see a trend here,
Barry. Exactly.
So when's that coming out?
Well, that book, you know, came out earlier this year.
Okay,
and
I don't
really
have my copy. I don't have my copy,
Barry. I'll get one to you. I'll get you three.
You should have already had a copy, an inscribed copy.
we talk about in the book how customer service really is the new marketing, you know, because there are really a handful of things that are going on that really makes so. First of all, you know, the Great Recession, people are really working harder for your business, mm-hmm. and I think that's a good thing. We definitely live in a self-service world. Most of the time with our customer service experiences, Jim, we're interacting with a machine or a website now
right.
instead of a person. And, of course, the third thing really is that, you know, social media really has made customer service a new marketing. I mean, it used to be.
Tell us what you mean by that. Go ahead and be more specific about what you mean by that. I want you to say it again, though. Customer service is the new marketing. What does that mean?
Well, it used to be that if you were satisfied or dissatisfied, you know, the old adage, Jim, is that you'd go out and you'd tell seven people. But now through social media, you can go out and you go tell 7 million people.
Right, right.
You know, so you see all these famous examples out there. The gentleman, of course, you saw that where United wrecked his guitar, right?
He didn't
tell his friends. He
made United a video. United breaks guitars.
Exactly, and it was watched by 7 million people. So it's a great opportunity for the brands now also on the other side.
Let me tell you how powerful that is.
Yeah.
The man is now making a living talking about
right.
things like that.
Right.
That's exactly. how powerful this is, folks.
Exactly. And the good thing is that, you know, the brands can no longer control what the conversation is. You know, the people
right.
in social media really do.
Right.
And that. But this is really an opportunity also for the brands. I've done a lot of interviews on my customer service blog where the brands are now starting to listen. You got Peachtree, Intuit, Discover. They realize
right.
the power of this, so they're getting involved in the conversation.
Yeah, and they are. And now here's what's interesting about this, Barry. The scenario that you're talking about, the phenomenon that you're identifying, is custom made for small business.
Absolutely.
Big business, not so much.
Absolutely. I think business is much more difficult.
They've got too many constraints. They've got lawyers. They got policies. I mean, they're doing it. They're coming around. But my point is, if you're a small business, this is a competitive advantage right now.
It totally is, because a lot of times I'll see some of these large businesses, you know, on Twitter, on Facebook, and said, hey, yeah, I would like to do an interview about how you guys are using social media. I got to still go through PR.
Yeah.
And it takes a long time where a small business
right.
can handle it right then.
That's right. And here's the thing, Barry, and this is what's happening, I think, and this is another reason why I'm calling this the 21st century, the age of the entrepreneur, the century of the entrepreneur, because people are going to be able to choose a small business more and more over a big business, because more small businesses are able to be competitive in a lot of different ways, products, pricing, service, because of what you're talking about.
There's no question about it, Jim.
So folks, if you're not paying attention to this, if you're out there, you know, whining because you don't have enough business, maybe you're not looking at the way the 21st century is shaping up.
That's absolutely true. You know, people are whining sometimes they have enough business. It was 100 degrees here the other day in Chicago, and on my corner, there are 2 8-year-old kids out there selling lemonade. And I'm thinking, if they can be out there in 100 degrees trying to find
exactly.
new customers, so can I.
Yeah, exactly. So talk to us now. Blend the social media. Develop the social media part of this for us.
Well, people, again, it's a great opportunity for you really to create some kind of fan base. You know, it used to be that advertising would create your fan base, but now people are ranting, but they're also raving online about different products and spreading your message for you. So it's a great opportunity for small businesses without a lot of advertising money, without a lot of marketing money, to really get the job done and getting their product out there.
But aren't you, one of the things that seems to me is it's not easy. Even though social media is easy to do, to actually execute, to do it yourself, it's not been easy for small businesses to get their hands around a social media strategy. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think that's true.
Do you think it's because the term? See, I don't like the term social media. I think that's a negative term for small business, for any business. I prefer building online customer communities. What do you think?
I would agree. I mean, I think social media, email is social media. It's conversations
exactly.
online. Blogging is
exactly.
social media. It's all these kinds of things. But again, where we really fall down in most organizations, we spend a lot of time chasing new business, and we pay people all sorts of commissions to go get new business. And then for the customer service folks to retain the people, we pay these people minimum wage. There's something wrong with that, Jim.
You're saying we need to flip that, don't we?
We absolutely do it. We absolutely need to flip that because, again, we all know it's a lot cheaper to retain the clients we have than to go find new ones, but there's something wrong. We pay lip service this idea of customer service. We say the customer's number one, but what happens? We don't treat them that way.
One of my favorite stories is years ago, I was talking to the director of a state banking group. He was in charge of the state's banking trade group, so to speak. And he told me, he said, if my bank members would make sure that all of their existing customers had all the financial help that they needed, they wouldn't need a new customer for 5 years.
I agree.
And that was a profound statement, wasn't it?
I totally agree.
And can't we turn that around on ourselves?
There's no question about it.
And so, but what is it about the shiny new customer that we get so excited about?
Well, we all like the chase, right? It's always very exciting to try to convince someone that you can solve their pain. And when someone gives you their money for the first time, there really is something special about it. You know, you go into these retail stores and they got that first $5 bill frame.
Yeah.
There's something special about it.
But you know, Barry, whenever I get a customer, I'm proud of them when I get a new customer. But you know, when we really celebrate, we don't pop the champagne until they do it the second time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. Give us the website quickly, Barry.
The website for the customer service book is www.bamgoodservice.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after the hour. I promise we'll be right back. Don't go away.
We were liars in love and we danced. Swept away for a moment the hot chairs. Yeah, we danced and danced and danced. Down to my bebop, baby, at the Union Hall.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. My blog is there. The knowledge base is there. And also, don't forget our poll question. Every week, we post a different poll question on the homepage on the right there. It's very easy. Read the question, select your answer, and submit it. And when you do that, it'll immediately pop up the results to date on how people have voted. You could see where your vote how it ranks with everybody else. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you want to follow me. Barry Moltz is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. The new book is called BAM, right?
Right, exactly.
And
Bust the Myth, it stands for.
Yeah.
BAM, Bust the Myth.
Bust the Myth, all right? And it's all about service being the new marketing.
Exactly.
The whole phenomenon of where we're going, not where we've been, right? Because that's what I was telling my audience before. As we were going through the early stages of the Great Recession, Barry, I told my audience, I don't know where we're going, but I can tell you this, it's going to be different from where we've been.
Yep,
and that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yep, that's absolutely true. And, you know, customer service really has profoundly changed. We have this thing called faux personalization where when you log on to an Amazon website, they then call you by name, right? They call me Barry.
Right.
They call you Jim, right?
Yeah.
And they know what you bought in the past, and they suggest things you want to buy in the future.
And they say welcome back.
Welcome back. And you don't forget that when you walk into your local retail store where you've been 10 times before, and they have no idea where you are.
Right.
So the customer service expectations with all this technology is definitely raised.
So you're saying, and see, this is something that I've been talking about for a long time on the show, Barry. The experience is the big deal, and that's the essence. To me, that's the essence of when you say customer service is the new marketing. To me, if you had to shape that into one word, it would be the experience, because your product, Barry, is a lot like my product. Your service is good, but mine's good too. Your
right.
pricing, so what? Maybe I can negotiate the pricing.
Right.
Who knows? But the only thing that can be unique about you, that differentiates you from me, Barry, is the experience your customers have with you.
Exactly. And that's why I say that customer service is really the only sustainable competitive
yeah.
advantage.
Yeah.
Most things are a commodity these days, Jim.
So in a virtual world, in a marketplace that's moving toward the virtual, how do we do that?
Well, I think the first thing you do is you got to create what I call the customer service manifesto. You got to tell customers what you stand for. Setting expectations is all important.
Right. All right. So what would that sound like?
Well, there's very, you know, in the book we talk about what does the customer service manifesto look like, and the first thing that we talk about is that we have to deliver on what we promised. And the way you deliver on what you promised, first of all, you have to set a standard on what your company stands for and what you deliver. You have to train everyone in what the
yeah.
standard is.
You can't just say it. You got to put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly. Then you have to have a process to ensure that every product and service meets the standard. Some
yep.
kind of feedback loop.
And you got to, yeah, you, because that's how you check to make sure you pulled it off. Because if you don't, that's when the bad stuff gets out on social media, right?
Exactly. And the second step is really, if someone's dissatisfied with your product or service, you got to have a process in place to listen to your customers. Most customers, when they call you up, when they email you, they realize that you can't solve their problem. They realize that whatever the problem perhaps isn't your fault. But most customers just want to be listened to and empathized
mm-hmm.
with.
Well, and also, you know, you were talking earlier in the previous segment about telling one person you're happy and telling 8 million you're unhappy.
Right.
Isn't the key for any business, large and small, to have a positive balance on the balance sheet of the good and the bad in that? In other words, if somebody reads a negative comment about you, you can't stop that. If somebody's going to get their ire up at you, you know, maybe they just had a bad day. Maybe you didn't do anything that wrong. But don't you have to have more positives than negatives? Isn't that about that balance sheet kind of thing more important?
Oh, you know, you definitely do. And that's why, Jim, customer service is so hard, because it changes from person to person, from experience to experience, and day to day. It's a constantly moving target.
And if a customer says to you, you're talking to a customer and you know them a little bit, maybe you know that they're tech savvy, and they said something like, you know, Barry, this you guys really perform. This food is always the best when we come here. Thank you for that. Is there anything wrong with saying, Jim, I know you're on Twitter. Would you mind giving me a little love on Twitter?
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
You got to ask for your good clients. You got to ask them for referrals.
Yeah.
You've got to ask them to spread the love and spread the word, because it is shown that when one of your customers spreads the love for you, it's so much better, obviously, than when you spread the love yourself.
Well, and I do this myself, but I don't do it gratuitously. I don't do it until they say something to me. I actually try to perform to such a point where they actually say something, and then I say, you could really help me if you would let that person know about it. And you know what? They always say, I'll do it.
Absolutely, because they have good feeling about you, and they
mm-hmm.
really do want to help you.
Yeah. Barry, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is, if you're going to build a sustainable business, you got to focus on customer service, bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deliver or die, as I always say.
And it's multifaceted in today's world. Hey, Barry, give us that website one more time and tell us about the book.
www.bamgoodservice.com.
And you're going to send me an inscribed copy. I'm a little hurt
absolutely.
That you haven't sent me a copy
today.
Already. All right, thanks, Barry. Barry Moltz, Moltz, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Barry's out there. He's and by the way, he's got his own radio show. I think you can probably find out about that on his website. I forgot to mention that earlier. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Parity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.